Hi, it's Guy from the Business Buyers Club. I'm really pleased to be talking to you today about this topic, about the difference between sales and marketing and assets. So talking to my good friend and colleague, Terry Gormley, we were chatting about this subject and we were saying, what's the kind of essential difference really between smaller owner-managed businesses typically and larger companies? And one of the things that struck us, and I think it was probably Terry that coined it, was the smaller businesses think about sales and marketing all the time, whereas larger businesses think about accumulating assets. And that's the kind of theme really behind the idea of acquiring businesses, that we want you to acquire a business. I've talked about this in other videos anyway, but we really want you to acquire a business as an asset, not another job. So the last thing any of us really need is more work. If you're watching this video, you're probably a business owner, you may be a property investor, you may be an investor of some kind, but you're some kind of entrepreneur basically. Now, if that's the case, you won't be short of things to do. You will be a busy person as it is. So I know from conversations I've had with people interested in what we do, quite often they say, well, do you know what? I'd love to do it, but I'm already flat out doing what I do. So one of the things that we talk about is this idea of how you apportion your time and really ruthless time management. So 60, 30, 10, 60% of your time remains in your core business, what you do day to day. The thing that puts bread on the table is your lifestyle company or business operation. Then 30% of your time, if you can put aside and ruthlessly manage 30% of your available time into the process of acquiring businesses, that's sufficient time for you to go and get your first deal without a shadow of a doubt. That remaining 10% should be kind of blue sky thinking, strategizing, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? But back to this theme of about the difference between sales and marketing and assets. So a lot of small businesses are really focused on more sales, driving the sales up, and hopefully doing that profitably without adding too much hassle to the business, not over trading, not running out of cash, all the kind of things that can happen to small businesses. But they tend to be thinking in terms of the next sale, the next month, the quarter, the year. What we're really talking about here is a quantum leap from that. It's going from focusing on, you know, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 6 million, whatever your business does at the moment. And actually, by the way, 84% of all UK businesses never turn over more than £500,000. What we're talking about is taking that leap of expansion by acquiring something that's good, profitable, well-established, with sound reasons why the business owner needs to leave that company, and taking your business onto a whole different level. So if you acquire 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, we've got a deal going through at the moment that's 4.5 million in one go, that's a transformational process. But what you're buying is an asset, not more sales and marketing work. The sales and marketing is already in the business that you're going to acquire. And that's the major difference, really. So I hope you take away from this video this idea about thinking about acquiring assets, not just sales and marketing, not just sales and new products as such, but this kind of quantum leap. So I hope you found that useful. That's what this particular program is about. It's what our Elite program is all about. If it was of use, but you'd like to know more, and it's got you thinking differently, and get in touch. Get in touch with us via Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, send us an email, better still, just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and help you get your head around this concept of sort of quantum growth through acquisition. Until the next time, bye for now.